It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. There's David's song. I just call it David's tune. It is a beautiful Friday. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Talk and text line 884-9910. Email me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com and log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should the nonpartisan designation be done away with in all elections? I'm tired of people saying, oh, I'm nonpartisan, nonpartisan. No, your politics play a lot in your mindset, what you believe, and I think your morals too. The way that we're seeing Democrats just lose their minds right now. They didn't have any spines before, and now it's just even more obvious. So should the nonpartisan designation just be done away with? Yesterday's poll question, should Governor Sisolak rectify Nevada's unconstitutional government union dues scheme? Almost 90% said yes. Way to go. I like that. If you do not follow him on YouTube, he's got some great podcasts out there. Ron Paul, speaking of libertarians, Ron Paul Liberty Report. The CDC is reporting, and the media, of course, is amplifying the second wave of coronavirus outbreak. The second wave. They're saying that some 200,000 will be dead by October. Yeah. Which would you feel safer with? The coronavirus or going into Seattle's new cop-free zone? Which would you rather take on? I'd rather take on coronavirus because I know I can fight that. Because I know there's hydroxychloroquine out there. This is just, the people that push this is just crazy. The CDC has botched every aspect of this outbreak. So, should we believe them? Should we believe Fauci when he's up there spouting that more people are going to die because of the reopening rallies? Yeah. Yeah. They're already blaming the second wave on all those people who went out and peacefully protested what a real peaceful protest looks like to reopen the country, to reopen their states. They're the ones who are being blamed. Even though, you know, people are already dying from the peaceful protests of the BLM, Black Lives Matter group. I had to explain that to somebody the other day. Why is everybody so upset at the BLM? No, it's not the Bureau of Land Management. It's Black Lives Matter. Oh, sometimes I just close my eyes, put my hand, my head in my hand and give that little shake. Just, you know, be calm for just count to 10. Just count to 10. So many people really just, they don't want to follow this. They don't want to know this. They don't want to get it. They just want to live their lives. So you, my friend, are the one that has to help spread the word. Would the CDC lie to us? Do you think they would? Is it flat out lying or is it just misleading? You tell doctors to list everything as death of coronavirus, so you skew the numbers. Is that lying? Not quite sure. But in my travels through the deep web that I do, I would like to share this with you. Because the media did not hit on this. Because it wouldn't fit into the narrative of who owns them. Those people with the money. You know, the Bill Gateses, people like that. 3 months ago, you can find it for yourself. It was published by the CE Collective Evolution by Joe Martino. There still are investigative journalists out there. CDC admits in federal court they have no evidence. No evidence that vaccines don't cause autism. Well, wait a minute. For years, I thought they were telling us that there was no connection. Why did they lie for years about this? Why did they conduct a massive media campaign shaming people who questions vaccines? Why did they invent the term anti-vaxxer to put people who question vaccines in a negative light? You know, kind of like conspiracy theory. You know, all of those conspiracies that keep just inconveniently coming true, like Pizzagate, like Russiagate, like Obamagate, blah, 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 blah. Now, Joe writes here, some people are struggling to grasp the point of this article. It's not a discussion of the difficulty of proving a negative. It's the fact that the CDC lied for years about something that they claimed they factually and scientifically knew when they didn't. Again, the CDC claimed the science was settled. When reality, there was no science. That's the story here. So do you believe that there is science behind the coronavirus? Do you believe that a second wave is coming? And people need to wait for the vaccine before they go back out into the world? Or could it be what I have been trying to get you to believe or understand or even open your mind and talk about, that this is all just a bunch of BS? People are going to be making money. People are making money off of these vaccines, off of the flu vaccines. Lives have been ruined because of vaccines. Where are all the parents of autistic children? Where is the sound of their voice coming together and saying, excuse me, why isn't this being publicized? This is in federal court. This is not something that a conspiracy theorist put together. The CDC admitted in federal court that they have no evidence. Parents, I mean, stop and think about this. I mean, just even in the simplest terms, okay? We stick the thermometers in our ears now, or something that we have run across our forehead. because mercury is bad for you. Even the possibility of sticking that little thing under your tongue. I don't know about you. When I was a kid, I used to break them. I used to play with the mercury. That was fun. Ooh, look at this. Got it. You wanted to be sick. You got it too close to the light bulb and splattered. Ah, the good old days. How could we possibly have survived to get to this point? And yet those little babies, they're being injected the earliest stages with heavy metals. These vaccines are made up with incredible amounts of aluminum, mercury, all whatever technical terms you want to use. And now nobody is talking about the fact that in federal court, the CDC admits they have no evidence that vaccines don't cause autism. Where are the lawsuits? Where is anybody even talking about this? What happened 3 months ago? Oh, that's right. 3 months ago, we were all shut down and trying to figure out anything that we could about coronavirus and being unemployed and businesses shutting down. I can see how it got mixed in and passed over in the shuffle. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Carl this morning. Hi, Carl. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. Hey, I think of something to talk about, and then somebody comes on and gets it for me. But the other day they come on the news. It was, I don't know, the first of the week maybe. Anyway, I don't know if it was CDC or who it was, but they come out and said that by making us all stay home, that they saved 30 or 40 million of us from getting the coronavirus. Okay, now, the only thing is, when you have an equation, you have two parts. Now, they know how many they sent home, all right? They can add that up. But they don't have a clue how many they saved. Is it, and I don't know if they're just trying to make themselves look good or explain why they sent it all home or what, but I sure like wanting to figure out how they got the figures.
They're literally, Carl, they're making them up. They use projections, just like our financial people. They use projections of what could happen, and it didn't happen. It didn't come to fruition.
That's an ignorant thing to do, though, because, like I said, with an equation, you have to have two numbers. You can't just say you got one and then think of something up to get the other to the answer.
So not when you have a media that just jumps on whatever you say.
Okay, that's all. I was just going to get you to talk about that. That's all. Have a good day up there.
You too, Carl. Thanks for the call. And we will talk about that when we come back here on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and any day that you can spend just a little bit of time with me. I appreciate it. But I am losing listeners. So I'm sorry about that. I mean, I love it when people enjoy the show or learn something from it. But I recently received this email. Actually, yesterday. Rod sent me an email. Hello, I have listened to you for a long time and have agreed with you on most everything you are passionate about, but your stand on wearing masks in public right now has made me turn you off for a bit. You would be hard-pressed to find a more right-leaning couple than my wife and I, but we wear masks every time we're inside a public place and are getting more disgusted with how many people are not. In the end, I believe it will be the only thing that stops this thing. And that's such a simple and easy thing to do, and the logic and science is so easy to understand. I cannot even look at it from your viewpoint. Well, just had to get that off my chest. I'm afraid without more strict guidance for wearing masks, we are headed down the same road of shutdown. Rod, thank you for the email. I appreciate that. I'm sorry that, we will have to agree to disagree. Because that's just it. We're going to be on the road to another shutdown because that's what the left wants anyway. Masks have nothing to do with it. You look at the studies from other countries not wearing masks, not shut down. They call it herd immunity. They went through. You protect those most vulnerable. We're seeing the stories coming out now that New York was hit so hard because COVID patients were put in with other elderly patients, not only in the nursing homes, but we're going to see a very interesting book coming out here shortly from one of the nurses that had to deal with all this. Because even in private rooms, COVID patients were mixed in with non-COVID patients. And guess what? Those non-patients got it. Everybody has their own opinion on how this is working out. And for every study you show me that masks work, I can show you a study from scientists, from doctors, from virologists, from respiratory therapists, that they don't. Only have a minute here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Republicans in our community is what Greg would like to talk about. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, I wear a Trump hat wherever I go. I have ones that says Trump 2020, and I have some that say Make America Great Again. And I see very, very, very few of them in Reno, Carson, anywhere. Even at the gun shows, I don't see them. And I get a lot of people come up to me all the time, wherever I go, is, hey, man, great hat, great hat. I used to say, hey, great. And so now I turn back to them, I say, hey, how come you don't wear one? And most people will say, well, I don't know. I said, well, what are you afraid of? They said, well, I'm not afraid of anything. But I said, well, how come you don't wear one to stand up for our president? I see no Trump bumper stickers in this community. I have people come up to me in the store and they'll look around and they'll whisper to me, hey, man, I like that hat. And I say, what are you whispering for? But the thing is people, they talk about being a conservative, but they want to do it in hiding. And they don't want to wear a Trump hat because they're afraid of what some liberal might say. I wear mine in Whole Foods sometimes just to see if anybody will say anything, and nobody does. My wife has a Trump bumper sticker on her car. She's had someone put coexist over it. I've had mine torn off my car. But I would just like to see a lot of these conservatives in our community come out of the closet and start standing up for this president and supporting him by wearing Trump hats. This town should be full of Trump hats. But at the gun shows, the Dick who teaches the constitutional class down at Shields, he said he can't hardly even give them away. So what is it with conservatives? They're afraid to stand up for this president.
Yeah, I give them away all the time when I'm out. And, you know, it's the crowds that you roll in. And yesterday, actually, I'm still wearing it. I have on my Trump Pence tank top and people would give me the thumbs up. And Because they don't want to offend either their clientele or their clients, or they don't want to get into that conversation with liberals because the left is so aggressive. And the violence that we're seeing, in, especially in the community right now, because I will agree with you, Greg, I saw a lot more Trump supportive hats in 2019 than I have in 2020, which I believe will change. I believe that with watching all of this happen, we will start seeing people wear more, but I think they're afraid that you never know if the person next to you is going to be Antifa or Black Lives Matter. And you don't want to get a beat down. That's, you know, I think it's self-preservation. You wear it in your own crowds and you never know. But yeah, more people need to get a backbone, need to get a spine, not just those who have been in the military that, you know, feel comfortable because they can take it. Everyday Americans. We need to support this president because this president, from Republicans or Democrats, is the only politician, literally, who is supporting you. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on your live and local FM talk station, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk. Speaking of local, what are you going to go out and do this weekend? Get out of the house, have some fun, take a hike. Well, there's certain things you can't still do. Never thought I would say that. Can't still do. This state is not opening up like it should be. And where's the governor? Where's the governor? Where are the Republicans that we have elected to be our voice? Where are they? Just amazing. Let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Lee this morning. Hi, Lee. Thanks for calling the show.
Hello.
Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
There. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I want people to remember that Sunday is National Flag Day. And I know that I, for one, I'm going to be down at the Capitol waving my flag, not burning it, not disrespecting it, like organizations that we just hate to talk about. And I invite people to come down. I'll be down there around 10 o'clock. I know they may miss church online or wherever, but I think this is important because of the times that we're living in right now, Monica.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important to wave your flag with pride because other people are trying to burn it and they're doing all sorts of horrendous things, wiping body parts with it. And, you know, what I don't understand is that flag, the American flag, is the flag of freedom. And that includes people in the Black community. The Confederate flag, that is the flag of oppression, of slavery. I know the Civil War is so much more than that, but when you really look at it, the American flag, the good old red, white, and blue, that is for everyone. And for people disrespecting it is just is beyond me. But Sunday in front of the courthouse, there you go. Lee, thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate your time being out there. Let's go on to Jane. Jane wants to talk about, did you want to talk about J.K. Rowling?
had heard that she came out for the women's and their personal issues, which I thank God she did, because as a woman, we all have that, and we don't discriminate against nobody, to my knowledge. You know, being a woman is how God made us. And speaking of God, and like to follow up one thing on the other guy said, the times we're in, to me, if people pick up that book called the Bible and read Daniel and Revelation, they will see right now, to me, we're being separated into the good tribe or the bad tribe, the evil tribe, God's side or Satan's side. And even the Catholic Church, if I'm not mistaken, I heard last week that they had come out, maybe this week, they had come out and set a time for Christ's return. So we're in the last, to my understanding and what I understand and read and comprehend and believe, we're in the last hour of the last hour, or the last part of the last hour, before everything hits the fan, before we are forced to either bow to evil or stand for God. That, to me, that is what this is all about. It's good and evil in war together. And the people that are bowing to Satan, to evil. The way,
Jane,
I see it, that's it.
You know, I totally agree with you, except I'm going to change one of your words, and I'm going to change bow to kneel, because that's what I see him doing right now. Thank you so much for the call, Jane. And yeah, J.K. Rowling, she took a stand for being a woman, and all of the, you know, you can't say anything bad against transgender men, either physically changing into woman or just pretending. It's... you can't say anything about anything nowadays, but women are women. Okay, if you there's two genders, that's it. What you do beyond that is just a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle. So, you know, if you got a Harry Potter tattoo, guess what? Tattoo parlors are closed, so you're just gonna have to you're just gonna have to hang on to it. Just received a text. We need to constantly use All Lives Matter. Despite BLM opposition, they take an undeniable statement. Nobody opposed and turned into a movement. A more undeniable statement is the only way to combat it. That's true. People are shouted down every minute of every day for using All Lives Matter. That it's insensitive. Well, I'm sorry. But when you carry signs in your movement, when you have your supporters carry signs and say, kill all white babies, all white people must go, then you are a radical racist organization. That's what you are. That's the fact. When you say every white person out there is privileged, all you're saying, in my opinion, is you believe you're underprivileged and you didn't try hard enough. The people that go out and they bow or they kneel to all of this, yeah, they're a part of that group. The media is making it look like, ooh, people are coming together to do this. No, those are the people who have the beliefs already that this country is bad, that this country is evil, that all white people are evil. One man died. He's been sent into martyrdom. But with that one man's death, with all of these riots, more black people have been killed. Deadlier shootings almost every weekend in Chicago, black-on-black crime. Where were your elected officials, your elected representatives before this? Because they've been in power for decades. Dianne Feinstein, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. Two terms, Bill Clinton, supposedly the first black president, because he was so cool, played the saxophone. Barack Obama, two terms. None of this systemic racism that they try to pass off on people. Why wasn't it fixed then? Why wasn't this stand taken then? More black lives were lost in the first set of riots than have been lost by police brutality over what? 10 years? It's ridiculous. It's not about the police. It's about getting rid of law enforcement. It is about anarchy. It is about the destruction of our morals, our values, our property, our lives, so we all embrace the federal government. So we all embrace nationalized policing, federal policing. They take everything out of the communities, and then the federal government has control of it. No. No. You can't let it happen. That is not what the federal government was put in place for. We govern ourselves. People that are coming in and rioting and protesting in our town, they have no place here. They have no rights here. But the Reno City Council, who is kneeling down to them, who is telling police officers, you can't do anything, let it burn, basically. Those are the people you keep re-electing. It's your own stupidity for the people of Reno if you keep re-electing these people. So stop complaining, I guess. Do we have Terry on the line? Let's go to Terry on our talk and text line. Wants to talk about face masks. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. Good morning, Monica. Hey, listen, I was going to elaborate a little bit about the face masks. I think one of the reasons people wear them so much is just kind of give themselves a sense of security. You know, we all know they don't really do anything, but I think what they're really up to is just makes them feel better. I see people wearing them around and they look intelligent, but they, you know, they don't do anything and except make it hard for you to breathe. But you keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about those people that are going off the show. I disagree with that. You've been really strong lately, and I appreciate that, you know, getting the word out on things that need to be talked about and being a really strong woman, and I love you for that.
Thank you, Terry, and I love you for loving that. I will. You know, none of this, trust me, none of this affects me. There's only two people that their opinions truly matter about me, and that's my mother and my husband, you know, because I know God loves me, and I know you appreciate what I do, so I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Terry, you have a great weekend, because I know you get that grandson out there, and you go do something this weekend.
Oh, we're fishing. We're fishing right now.
What are you fishing for? Rainbow? Brown?
We're catching little bitty crappies, and I got my two grandsons and my son here with me. We're out in Elko, Nevada.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Terry, thank you so much.
I'm trying to live up to my name. Go out and do things, Terry.
That's right. Go out and do things, Grandpa. Thank you, Terry, for the call. That you've totally made my weekend, and I hope you aren't staying at home, especially over fear. because we are so blessed to live in an area that you can go this way and you've got mountains and lakes and rivers. You can go this way and you've got, oh my gosh, you've got desert and you've got petroglyphs. You have amazing things out there. You have the Indian culture. You have Nevada culture. You have wild horses. You have everything here in Nevada. And if you are staying home and just stuck in that depression, you need to go out and get that vitamin D. Because that vitamin D, that natural vitamin D, is going to make you feel so much better. All right, we're going to be back after this and wrap up the show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up the show today. Quick email here from Bob. I just read Jeff Scott's Washoe Library Director. That's who Jeff Scott is. A statement of support for Black Lives Matter. Besides having no clue about problems in the black community, he sounds like someone who would frown if one of his librarians sported a red hat, let alone one with Trump or USA on it. Probably, Bob. You might want to remember also with supporting Black Lives Matter that Jeff Scott is the one who supports and got Drag Queen Reading Hour into the Washoe County Library System. Yeah. When I think of drag queens, I think of RuPaul. You know, I think of the Birdcage, these, you know, from, with the love from Julie Newmar's movie. And they're beautiful. They're stunning. It makes me embarrassed to be a woman because they're so just drop-dead gorgeous. The drag queens that participate in the Washoe County Library System's Drag Queen Wigging Hour? No, not so much. There's a difference here. It's called normalizing. And, you know, figure out what that means before Merriam-Webster changes it, because they're changing the definition of racism to, you know, make it a broader acceptance of we're racist. We can't keep saying we're not racist. This is how society is going, and it's wrong. It's wrong, and the left is just going to keep doing it until you finally say something. Quick text here. OAN News. I love OAN News. If you haven't checked that out, check it out online. Pearson Sharp's report on anarchist provocateur in Buffalo. He was trying to scan police comm channels with his cell phone, and his social media posts say he was willing to put himself at risk for the cause. What does that mean? That means suicide by cop. As we're speaking about the library system, check out this book for yourself, The New War on Cops. It's called The New War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. It's by Heather McDonald. That's going to be the next book that I pick up. So do some reading this weekend. Get out and about. Oh, I love this email. Vance is going to be making phone calls from President Trump's headquarters. You know what? I'm sure that they would love to have everybody down there. Thank you so much. Tu Wong Fu. Thank you, Julie Newmar. Tu Wong Fu. I love that movie. Patrick Swayze. Love that movie. That's not what we see nowadays. You know, it used to be great entertainment for adults. Accepting, no problem. But now it has to be thrust on the children. Very young ages, not even in school yet, to normalize it. That's what they want to do. Look at the takeover of Seattle and what they want. Their demands, it's pretty darn ridiculous. We have to put up with it until we fix it. So let's fix it. Have a blessed weekend. Know I love you. He loves you. I love you just as much. Until Monday, have a good time. Mwah.